Meat Diet and Life in Cities, from manuscript 133-02-P. When will those who know the truth take their stand on the side of right principles for time and for eternity? When will they be true to the principles of health reform? When will they learn that it is dangerous to use flesh meat? I am instructed to say that if ever meat eating were safe, it is not safe now. Diseased animals are taken to the large cities and to the villages and sold for food. Many of these poor creatures would have died of disease in a very short time if they had not been slaughtered. Yet the carcasses of these diseased animals are prepared for the market and people eat freely of this poisonous food. Such a diet contaminates the blood and stimulates the lower passions. Many parents act as if they were bereft of reason. They are in a state of lethargy, palsied by the indulgence of perverted appetite and debasing passion. Our ministers who know the truth should arouse the people from their paralyzed condition and lead them to put away those things that create an appetite for flesh meat. If they neglect to reform, they will lose spiritual power and become more and more debased by sinful indulgence. Habits that disgust the heavenly universe, habits that degrade human beings lower than the beasts, are practiced in many homes. Let all those who know the truth say, flee fleshly lusts that war against the soul. Let not any of our ministers set an evil example in the eating of flesh meat. Let them and their families live up to the light of health reform. Let not our ministers animalize their own nature and the nature of their children. Children whose desires have not been restrained are tempted not only to indulge in the common habits of intemperance, but to give loose rein to their lower passions and to disregard purity and virtue. These are led on by Satan not only to corrupt their bodies, but to whisper their evil communications to others. If parents are blinded by sin, they will often fail of discerning these things. To parents who are living in the cities, the Lord is sending the warning cry, gather your children into your own houses. Gather them away from those who are disregarding the commandments of God, who are teaching and practicing evil. Get out of the cities as fast as possible. Parents can secure small homes in the country with land for cultivation, where they can have orchards and where they can raise vegetables and small fruits to take the place of flesh meat, which is so corrupting to the lifeblood coursing through the veins. On such places, the children will not be surrounded with the corrupting influences of city life. God will help His people to find such homes outside the cities.